Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking mining with Jesse Wadhams of Black Labello for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Jesse Wadhams. He's a partner with Black Labello, which is your new firm. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Sam.
So let's start out by talking about the mining merger, which is a pretty important topic, especially for folks living in Northeast Nevada.
Yeah, basically, if you're sort of between Lovelock and Wendover, it's a relatively meaningful thing. Merger is probably not quite the right word. I don't think they're looking at that, but it's a combination of assets. They have the two companies, Barrick and Newmont, the two largest gold producers in Nevada, essentially created a joint venture now called Nevada Gold Mines LLC, I think. And
okay, so that's the appropriate term, joint venture.
It's a joint venture, yeah. It's not a merger, it's a joint venture. So Barrick, they contributed their assets into the joint venture. The companies both have ownership and oversight of it. I want to say, and the numbers are roughly 60-40. Barrick has 60% of the seats on the board, and then Newmont has 40%. So it's a joint venture. It makes, I think, a great deal of economic sense, because you have, in some places, these mines are just right on top of each other.
Right.
So there's a little bit of economies of scale they can get, and in some places, and at one point Newmont had an exit of one of their underground mines into a Barrick pit, and so that's, I mean, they are literally in some places right on top of each other. So the ability to use the mills that are closest to the various sites is probably of a great deal of economic benefit. So,
And there was discussion, you know, when we talked to various people, legislators from, Elko County, what they were saying was that they thought that there might be some short-term pain in terms of some jobs disappearing, middle and upper management, as they combine their resources. But the long-term outlook seemed very positive.
I think there's probably still some, and again, this is still very new. I want to say that I think it's July 1 officially was the joint venture went into sort of operation. So there's and so yeah, I would think that you'll see in certain areas, you know, accounting teams or legal teams or other things, you know, in the sort of the corporate head of the thing, some level of consolidation, some level of how do we make these things fit together and sort of right size that. But in terms of operations, I think it shows that there's long-term investment, there's a long-term plan, and a commitment.
So. It seems to me that mining is right side up now going forward. And in fact, we've seen, you know, recently with some of the economic things around the world, the price of gold going up.
Well, I think what both companies did very well over the course of not only the Great Recession into the economic boom we're having now, they both companies started to focus in on what it meant to have all-in sustaining costs, because just going and getting an ounce of gold is not just we dug out that piece of gold and now go sell it. It's we need to permit the mine. How do you permit the mine? How do you look at the next piece of gold that you're going to go get out? The cost of capital, the labor. So the all-in sustaining cost of making the operation go forward long-term has been a new sort of development over the course of, say, the last 10 to 15 years that I think they are both right-sizing to longer-term growth and stability in the industry. So you're seeing those costs being reported and being managed at a sort of slightly different way of looking at it.
But the bottom line is those trends are huge. I mean, the deposits that are available to them with the way that they mine these days and have done for the last, 30 years, are incredible. So, I mean, Nevada is going to remain at the top of world mining for decades.
I should think so. I think that you've got the Carlin trend, obviously.
The Long Canyon project
is being looked at as another possible Carlin type trend,
which would be huge.
Which would be great, I think. It's very good in an area of Nevada that certainly could see lots of benefit, and so. Seeing the development of both of those, well, obviously Carlin being fully developed, the possibility of a similar type of trend. And again, I think we see that cyclicalness of the gold prices even just measured in the daily news. There was the threat of the tariffs on China, gold prices start to spike. The president says we're going to postpone those this tariffs and gold prices sort of regress. So it's an interesting business. I've never watching that price of gold is just sort of a fascinating study in what's happening in the world.
As you look at Winnemucca and Humboldt County in general, it looks like things have really turned around there.
I think Winnemucca is it's a great little town. First of all, But yes, I think you can see that with the mining industry being in a very stable, I think at this point, I don't think they'd look at it either as a boom or a bust. They want stability, and so seeing stability, seeing growth, seeing those opportunities, I think you're seeing both Winnemucca, Battle Mountain, and Elko seeing those benefits, and probably as Long Canyon continues to develop, probably West Wendover as well.
Well, the mayor would be very happy to hear that. The youngest mayor in the country, I have Daniel Corona.
Seen some of his social media.
He gets very excited about everything that's happening in West Wendover. What about lithium mining? It seems like that is definitely on the upsurge as well.
I think we're using more and more batteries and more trend towards...
And there ain't a lot of places to find this.
No, it's not exactly around every corner. So I think that's going to be an area of growth. We have, I want to say there's at least one active, and I think there's another one that's on the drawing boards for lithium in Nevada. So again, these are, as technology changes, as we start to move different ways, again, We have to find the products that, or we have to find the materials to create the products we want.
The last thing I wanted to mention about mining is that it looks like the Urington Copper Mine, Pumpkin Hollow, is finally about to come online.
Another very exciting project, and again, I think these create opportunities. They create abilities to go in and, you know, especially in some places, ameliorate old practices. And so again, I think the opportunities, the jobs in Yarrington and that area are going to be excellent.
Oh, to say the least. All right, let's take a break. More with Jesse Waddams when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jesse Waddams. He's a partner with Black Lobello. Wanted to change the topic to development here because remarkable news over the last couple of weeks that not only have we seen an industrial park be purchased in Fernley, and that was going to be the second largest industrial park. Roger Norman Laskoman did it again and bought an even bigger parcel in Fernley. What is this going to do?
I mean, it's amazing because when I saw that the guys from Trick, the Tahoe Reno Industrial Park had done again another park, it's hard to bet against those guys again. I think I'm no expert on this, but I've always kind of thought that what Northern Nevada could do very well is position itself to be kind of the, for lack of a better word, the back office to the Bay Area. And I think what we're seeing is exactly that. And I think that is net benefit to the good for us. Those are good jobs. We're building new quality of life. So I look at all of this as very positive. I hope that we start to see some redevelopment in sort of the urban cores of the cities around Northern Nevada, so that we start to see some exciting benefits there too.
Well, you know, what's interesting to me is, you know, that when Roger and Lance started the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, it was 1998 that Roger purchased the land. Then there was a period of development where he invested a lot of money in infrastructure. And then it took 20 years, literally 20 years, to not build the place out, but build it to the point where it was sellable, because they sold that 67,000 acres to Blockchain. So there's still a lot of land that's available to be developed. So to me, the bottom line for, you know, and talking to people in the know in Northern Nevada, they've been saying that you know, we're looking at a 20-year development just off of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. With this new project in Fernley, If they're at the beginning phases of that, we are potentially looking at a 40-year development plan.
And again, I think it actually kind of harkens to these.
Who has that? Nobody has that.
I think that's excellent. Again, I think you look at these things, right? If you, it goes kind of back to our previous discussion about mining. Mine plans tend to look at, okay, this is a 7-year plan. And if you think on it, Carlin Trend, I think, was originally a 7-year plan, and we're now into year 50.
I was going to say, about back in the 1800s.
And so again, I think having the ability to look and say, we have a place to grow, we have a place to start to build out over the course of the next, if we're sort of into the 20 years for Tahoe Reno Industrial, then and another 20 behind that, I think, again, that bodes very well for the long-term sustainability and growth of this area, and it's a net positive.
All right, so then you have to deal with the realities of this kind of growth, because we're already seeing, you only have to go out to I-80 at clocking in or clocking out time to see the backups. Lance Gilman has talked on the program about the need to widen I-80 in that corridor between TRI and Sparks. Losing Senator Reid and his ability to bring ginormous dollars to the Silver State, how are we going to do that when we have a senior senator who's in her first term?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. The infrastructure plans that have been put forward so far in this administration, they tend to rely heavily on private sector money rather than government money. So I think we do have to do a much better job of planning for these things. I mean, I don't know that there's a lot of federal money coming anytime soon. So we're going to have to really think on how we plan, how we want to pay for some of the infrastructure.
Do we have that ability with a population of 3 million?
I don't know that we do.
And especially with I-11, I mean, that's been such a huge deal for the congressional delegation and also for Las Vegas Metro Chamber. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the forces are aligning to say, we got to get the Phoenix to Las Vegas portion built. Certainly Nevada is doing its part. Arizona is kind of catching up. But the idea that is then going to come up through northern Nevada,
yeah, and how it will do. And again, I mean, I-11 is still, I mean, that's probably even
decades
if it's
away.
Decades away. And what I think I also think we got to start thinking differently about some of that infrastructure, because I don't imagine that we're going to be using cars quite the same way decades from now. We'll still, I imagine, need roads, but I wonder that the I-11, by the time it starts its swing to northern Nevada, if we're not going to be thinking on autonomous, at least trucks and movement of goods that way.
I think that's Paulino's calling on the line here to give us some input. Let's take a break. More with Jesse Wadhams when we get back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jesse Wadhams. He's a partner with Black Labello. So as you look at Nevada from a political perspective now, are we still a purple state? Are we falling toward being a Democratic state? Or could we see what happened a couple of election cycles ago where the Republicans come roaring back because Democrats stay home?
You know, I think right now, and I've been thinking on this, obviously, working in the Nevada legislature and clients that are asking about that, I tend to think right now we are moving away from being a purple state to much more reliably Democratic. It sure seems that the trend lines are moving that direction. Again, you know, do I think that we could see a 2014 style breakout for the Republicans? It's kind of hard to see it. Folks seem engaged on, especially on the Democratic side, and going into a presidential year. Folks are going to be very engaged on both sides, and I think right now the infrastructure favors the Democrats to take advantage of interest by the voters.
Okay, but now you have dissatisfaction with both political parties from the public in general. The size of the independent vote is growing. How does that play into
this?
That's
a great point. I was looking at some of those numbers just from some of the, again, kind of starting to look at how you game plan it. 2020, look at what will be the 2021 legislative session, and you can very much see the growth of independent voters in a lot of these districts. So I think both campaigns are going to have to, well, hopefully, will have to start tailoring their message to those folks that are independents or are in the middle. The problem is our system isn't really designed for that. I don't know the answer to how to fix this, but with closed primaries, you tend to have the more vocal members of both sides. You certainly saw it with the Tea Party, and now you're seeing it on the Democratic side of we're moving to our more polar extremes. And I think there is a large and growing middle that is probably feeling less and less inclined. But tapping into that, a third party, we've seen that they just don't seem to take off.
Hello, yet. Ross Perot.
Yeah. I mean, or Jesse Ventura and the what was the Reform Party? And so you haven't seen that kind of engagement from the middle, and you almost wonder they're going to continue to swing, but that number of swing voters is probably going to continue to increase, I think.
Okay, so in congressional districts, Susie Lee and Stephen Horsford, do you think that they have safe seats? Or, certainly with Susie Lee, as a freshman, is that going to be a tougher race for her?
Well, I think as a freshman, you're always going to have to have a tough, I think that's going to be a tough race because you need to justify what you've been doing. But I do tend to think that seat has generally been, I think over the course of time, that's the one that Porter got, if I'm not mistaken. So it has been Republican, but has generally been a relatively swingy seat over the time. But I do tend to
think. Which it was designed to be.
It was designed to be. I think you are going to see it less swingy over time. Again, the demographics, the growth of the parties, or at least the independent voters that tend to swing, I think they tend to be a more moderate group. So I think that the trend lines seem to favor the Democrats. But again, I only follow this sort of as an avocation.
Right. And job security.
Yeah.
But what about Stephen Horsford? Because it seems like he's moved into a power position because of his previous seniority and his knowledge.
I would hate to have the state Republican Party very cross with me, but I do tend to think that that particular seat is a relatively safe Democratic seat by its design. And really, when Congressman Hardy won that seat, it was the Democrats stayed home in droves and.
But that does tend to happen.
It can happen.
Not in this cycle, perhaps.
Yeah, I think voters are so engaged with. I mean, and you saw this in the off cycle of, especially in Nevada, how do we respond to the Trump administration and the parties really, the Democrats really ramped up and increased their majorities in a way that's somewhat out of character in an off cycle, moving into an on cycle. Again,
is there an off cycle?
I wonder that
I think
maybe
that's disappeared.
I think it is disappearing, and folks are going to be far more engaged going forward.
And that's where we have to leave it. So. Always a pleasure to have you on the program,
Well,
sir.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks for being here. We'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our Nevada Newsmakers channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.